Com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting hour lined up straight ahead. We were scheduled to be joined by an editor from Edmunds.com who is going to give us a little preview of the upcoming New York International Auto Show, but so far we're having a little bit of a connection problem with him. So we've moved up the guest that was scheduled for the latter half of this hour to right off the bat. And so we're going to be talking about the Buick Grand National documentary upcoming right here on Auto World. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. I'm going to throw out kind of an exotic, well, I should throw out a Buick trivia question. Why don't I do that in honor of our very special guest who we're going to be talking to momentarily. But what was the name of the two-seater Buick that was manufactured for a number of years back in the late 80s, early 90s? They actually made a roadster variant of it as well. What was the name of that two-seater Buick? That's the question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, and the lucky person who calls in and answers the question about this two-seater Buick will get a prize courtesy of Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Right now, it's my pleasure to go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the director and editor of a wonderful documentary. I've seen previews of it and rave reviews from people that have seen the entire piece. It's called Black Air, the Buick Grand National documentary. It's my pleasure to welcome Andrew Filippone Jr. to Auto World. Hey there, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's begin a little bit by talking about you yourself, Andrew. I know you're from my home state of Massachusetts. That's where you grew up, and you no longer live there. Were you always a car guy from the get-go?
Actually, never a car guy. Still to this day, I wouldn't call myself a car guy out of respect for the people who really are car guys. I was just someone who appreciated a nice looking car or a performance car, especially when I was a teenager. Back in the 80s, I loved IROCs, Chevy Camaro, IROC Z's. I loved that car. For some reason, that one really stuck with me, but that was really it. I just sort of appreciated it from a distance. I never worked on a car. I couldn't fix a car then or now. But, you know, even though the IROC was the car that as a teenager really, that was the one that got me going, I knew about this other car, the Grand National, because it was the one car that everyone in my hometown knew not to mess with. Didn't matter what you drove. You never messed with a black Grand National if you happened to find yourself next to one.
Oh, that's great. Tell us a little bit about your first encounter with a Buick Grand National.
It was a very quiet kind of interaction the first time. Simply standing out in front of my house on a summer evening. I remember it was summer. And again, I knew, as all the teenage boys in my town knew, that there was this black car out there that could beat anything. And up until that point, I'd never seen one. And so I'm standing in front of my house, and I hear a rumble as a car is slowing to a stop at a nearby stop sign. And I look up, and there is this black car that I had never seen before, rolling to a stop and then rolling away slowly and disappearing into the distance. And I stood there mesmerized by it, first of all, because just the look of this thing, it was like nothing I'd ever seen before, this aggressive, scary-looking car. But I very quickly in my head put together, that's the black car that everyone says not to mess with. That has to be it. And that memory, in 1986 it was, stuck with me all my life, into my adult years. until 2009 when I was 39 years old and looking around for a documentary subject, and that memory popped back into my head one night, inexplicably, for no reason, and I thought, oh, here is my subject that I've been looking for, this car, and that's how the film came to be.
Amazing. So you were, at the age of 39, you were a young filmmaker, and you're looking for a subject for a new piece, and you were just kind of reminiscing a little bit in your mind or tossing some ideas around, and up popped the memory of this Grand National. So that's how it all began. Tell us a little.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the process from there when you got that original idea, and bring us through the early stages of the project.
Sure. That memory reappeared, and I remember the date, January 3rd, 2009. It was a Saturday night, and I was just sitting at my desk, like you said, working with ideas, just thinking of stuff. January 3rd. 2 days later, Monday, January 5th, first thing in the morning, I start registering myself on all the Turbo Buick message boards I could find all over the internet, introducing myself, saying, here's who I am, here's what I'm thinking about, is there anyone who would be willing to talk with me about this car? And very quickly I started to get responses from people and pictures saying, here's my car, here's when I got it, here's why I got it, here's what I love about it. And a month later, in February, an owner's group down in the Pennsylvania area called MADNA, the Mid-Atlantic Grand National Association, they reached out to me and said, we have a meeting coming up, our monthly members meeting. Why don't you come on down? It's a chance to meet a lot of Grand National owners in one place. So I drove down to Pennsylvania from New York City, met a group of people who became very, very important to the development of the film. Through these people, I then met three or four other key people, you know, major collectors, really important vendors to the Turbo Buick community. And that was the first circle of people I met. That led to my first round of shooting a few months later at the GS Nationals down in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the big annual Buick show. Those contacts led me to that show and my first round of shooting in May 2009. And then after that, it became a thing of every shoot and every new person I met connected me with the next person, who then connected me with the next person. And I kept going deeper and deeper into the Grand National world, ultimately reaching the man himself, Lloyd Royce, the Buick general manager at the time of the Grand National. So these connections, this being handed off from person to person, led me to him. Very important along the way, Martin Shore, the famous, well-known author, writer, journalist.
Great guy.
He was recommended to me by someone I never met. I got an email, an unsolicited email, saying, if you're doing something on the Grand National, you must talk to Marty Shore. And I wrote Marty an unsolicited email just out of the blue saying, hi, you don't know me, but here's what I'm thinking, and you've been recommended to me. And that was over 2 years ago, and Marty became a friend, a mentor since then. He's in the film. He introduced me to a whole number of people and ended up helping me with the media launch and public relations around Black Air back in December. So that was the process, you know. It's a few message boards posts to meeting the first group of people, and then 4 years later, a movie, you know, comes out the other end. It's amazing how it works.
That's great. Tell our listeners all across North America about the first time that this film was screened in front of the Buick faithful and the reaction of those folks.
That was in August of 2012. At the BPG Nationals in Hebron, Ohio, another annual Buick show, I took the first 20 minutes of the film down there. And BPG is, again, one of the groups that was very, very helpful to me and introduced me to people and just sort of opened their organization up to me and just basically said, whatever we can do to help, we'll help you. I brought the film there, and I was very nervous. It's my first time showing people.
Hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out much more. We'll leave you hanging a little bit. Don't go away. We're talking all about Black Air. This is Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
To the end, shaking the ground, my feet and my words. But where we find brokenness, we certify grace, and grace leads us on. seed with the same soul. Grace needs a song with some seed with the same soul. Father, come on down. There are cracks and ties to the bone.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're playing a little bit of the documentary, Black Air, the Buick Grand National documentary. The website is www.gnmovie.com, and we are joined by independent filmmaker Andrew Filippone Jr., who is the guy behind this amazing project. And before the break there, Andrew, you were telling us a little bit about the first time that you publicly screened the first 20 minutes of this film at a very important Buick event. And tell us a little bit about what was going through your mind before the screening, and tell us a little bit about the overall atmosphere.
You know, these are the dedicated, devoted Buick people. You know, these people love the cars. They've owned the cars. They race the cars. So I felt like if they like it, if they approve of this, then I've gotten close, you know. And that was a real concern of mine, being a non-car guy. You know, I needed them to say yes to this. So I did a little talk before we screened the 20 minutes, and I introduced the clip and tried to set some context so I could set expectations about what kind of film it is, because it's not about racing. It's about something much deeper than that. We play the 20 minutes, the room is silenced during the clip, and I don't know how to read that. That's a good sign or a bad sign. There's no noise in the room. We finished 20 minutes, a very nice round of applause, which made me feel a lot better. And then what really felt great were some of the sincere thank yous I got afterwards. People came up to me. And it was a sincere thank you, but thank you for taking the time to think about this car, to talk about this car, and to give this car attention. Because in the world of performance cars and muscle cars, it's on the fringe. You know, there just weren't the numbers produced, like with Mustangs or Camaros, to put this in the front of a lot of people's minds. So I got a lot of those thank yous from people that, you know, you've shined a light on something we love and maybe ennobled it in a way by paying attention to it. So that was such a relief to me. It made me feel so good that maybe I could have done that for this group of people who were so helpful to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I left there feeling really, really good. And that was about, let's say, 3 or 4 months before the actual release of the film. So it was a very nice boost that I needed after having lived with the film by myself for so long.
That's great. We're going to talk about the date, December 11th, 1987, and we're going to talk about lots more about the Buick Grand National, but we have a caller joining us at 855-660-4261. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico, who is actually an owner of a Buick Grand National. Hey there, Frank. How you doing?
Oh, hello again, Bob. Doing great. I just wanted to thank this fellow for this super film. I can hardly wait to view it. I've been following the progress for seems like a year now. It's out, and I love my GN. Bought it new, just the way I wanted. Waited a month to get it, and it's funny. After I got it, the dealer started tacking on a $3,000 increase. You know, anyone who wanted one after that. I just want to say thank you for producing this. I can hardly wait to see it. I called.
Thank you, Frank.
Hey, I wish you'd talk to your marketing people because they won't answer my email. I have a particular difficult situation in the country, in the county out here for mail delivery. I just asked, how do you deliver this, by courier or by postal service?
U.S. Post Office, first-class mail.
Okay, so they can do it to my P.O. box in town because I live outside of town, right?
Yeah, should not be a problem. It's delivered worldwide.
Oh, great. Okay, because I'm going to be ordering it up. And this Banksford, I love my car over here at over a mile high. It does 13 nines at 103.5. Wow. It's still vicious. It only has 21,000 miles on it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Frank, thank you so much. I mean, it really does mean so much to me that you know, you've accepted it. Oh, that, you know, that the film is almost blessed by the owners like you. That means a lot to me, so thank you.
Well, the producer does a lot, too, so thank you.
You're very welcome.
Good afternoon, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank, for the call. And, Andrew, you've got some big news to share with Frank and the rest of the folks around North America. Not only folks can log on to the official website, which is www.gnmovie.com, and you're also very active on the social media, Facebook and Twitter. You've been seen in Maxim magazine, but iTunes is around the bend. Tell us about that.
April 2nd, Black Air will be released on iTunes. You'll be able to purchase and rent HD versions of the film. That is something that we've been working on for the past few months since our release, and we're very, very excited about that. And it should open up the film to a whole new market, particularly an international market. And I think, and a lot of people have asked for a download version because they want an HD version, they want it on their tablet, they want to be able to take it with them. So this will just open the film up to a whole new audience.
That's great. And, of course, it's available, too, right on your website in DVD form. You've also got a poster up there on your website. And something that you've included on the DVD that I wasn't aware of is there's an additional 85 minutes of bonus material. Tell us a little bit about some of the extras that are on the DVD.
Yes, yeah, so there were two 40-minute talks, one, both by former Buick employees during the Grand National Times. Ron Newell, an engineer from Buick, and Dave Rowland, who was a technical writer and who actually wrote the GNX manual that came with every GNX. They each gave a 40-minute talk at a BPG event in Ohio, and I filmed both of those talks. And they both share some real insider stories during the development days. Ron tells stories of taking the prototype Grand National to the various tracks and racing them against Corvettes, all the kind of insider conversations that were had, the winks and the nods. I think people will really enjoy those stories. And same with Dave Rowland, a real insider's view of the GNX development and what the goals were and what challenges they faced. And I think that combined with film on this one disc, you get a real complete story. Ron and
absolutely. Hold that thought. When we come back, lots more. We're going to continue to talk all about this documentary straight ahead on Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. munitions can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It was lunchtime on a Friday. And it was dress down day. And so the two things I did on Friday was wore jeans and a t-shirt, and I usually took my Ferrari to work. A friend of mine who was a policeman, detective, came up and asked me, would I like to go to lunch with him? And I said, sure. And as we walked out the door here, I was walking over to my car. I thought maybe he'd ride with me. And he goes, I tell you what, I brought my car today. How about we race to lunch and the loser buys lunch? And I thought, okay, that's his way of offering to buy me lunch, because I'm going to get in my Ferrari, so I don't know what he's racing me in. So I came up here, and I pulled up here, and as I stopped here, he pulled up beside me. So we pulled out here in the street, right where I'm doing it right now. And it's a quarter mile to the turn where we have to, it just happens to be a perfect quarter mile. And he pulls up here beside me and does a burnout and takes off. I took off here. And I drove hard into it just like this. But by the time I was here, he was nearly to the intersection. And I stayed into it. And the only way I almost caught him was I just stood on the brakes and I outbraked him. But he took off and shot down this little road right here. And he was gone.
What a great bite from the Buick Grand National documentary, Black Air, and the film's the man behind the film, the filmmaker, the director, joins us live here on Auto World all across North America. And the gentleman's name is Andrew Philippone Jr. And Andrew, it just sends chills for me to hear that. Once again, it's been a while since I've seen that and heard that. What a great piece of work you did with that. And the other thing we should talk about is the pivotal day, December 11th, 1987, and it was 25 years exact to the date that the documentary came out. But let's go back to December 11th, 1987, because you chronicle that day in great detail in the documentary.
Exactly. That's a historic day in the world of Grand Nationals and in General Motors, too. That was the day that the last Grand National was produced, and not only the last Grand National, but the last G-body car. So that includes the Monte Carlos and the Cutlass Supreme. And that was the last G car, because on that exact day, the plant that built those cars, the Pontiac plant, was shut down. So the Grand National owners of the last G-body car ever made in the history of General Motors as a Grand National is a really important fact, something they really embrace. And so that date, that December 11th date, was something that I wanted to hit with the release of the movie. 25 years seemed to hit the 25th year anniversary was a perfect confluence that I almost couldn't have predicted when I started this, and it certainly wasn't in my mind when I started the project. In the making of the film, I tracked down that last Grand National. It's sitting in a private collection in Louisiana. And again, how the Buick community came out to help me. A man contacted me out of the blue saying, I know where this car is if you'd like to meet the owner. So an unsolicited offer to go meet the owner of the last Grand National and see the car, and I took him up on that offer, and I flew to Louisiana with my camera. And that car is in the film. And that's the car on our poster, and that's the car on the DVD box cover. So it's an important car for the historical fact that it is the last car, but also the fact that it survives and it is so cared for, to me, sends the message that this car matters. Even though it's produced in low numbers, even though it was a peripheral thing to Buick and to General Motors at the time, this car was loved, and it has survived a quarter century and is known by a lot of people and respected by a lot of people.
It certainly is, and you chronicle that last day in detail. You obtain some film, and it's all woven into the documentary, and it's fascinating to see the workers, you know, gathering around this vehicle, you know, as it nears the end of the production line. Again, it wasn't the greatest time in American car manufacturing history. It was the closing of this plant, the end of an era, and yet all of these workers were so proud of this vehicle, and they were signing it. And tell us more about that last day.
Yeah, the workers, remember, this is 2 weeks before Christmas, and they know this is their last day of work. And everybody stays to watch this last car be built. They follow it down the line. They cheer when the body is dropped from, you know, onto the chassis and then assembled. There's a big cheer goes up in the factory. And as it moves through the stations, the workers are pulling the tools off the air hoses because they're not going to be needed anymore. They throw the tools in bins and they follow the car down the line. And at the last stop, when they're ready to start the car, they turn the car on, the engine turns over. Again, another big cheer, hugs all around, and people are crying. And the owner of the car tells a very nice and touching story, a little detail, as he's there to pick up his car, the last Grand National. A worker comes over and gives him a hug, and she says, I want you to take care of this because this car was built by the best. And he says, I hope I've done that. I hope I've kept my promise. And taking care of it these past 25 years. So this car was way more than a car. It was a symbol of all these lives and the dedication that these people had to their jobs. And they wanted to do it well, and they wanted to do it right, and they did.
So true. And because of you, I've had the honor of speaking to Bob Colvin, who is the owner of that last Buick Grand National. And, you know, not only is he a gentleman, but has certainly, you know, built an incredible place down. He was a Buick dealer years ago and still is a General Motors dealer to this day. And he has a special room that's dedicated just to this vehicle.
Yeah, the car lives in his house with him. It has its own bedroom, he jokes. It is a dedicated room in right off of his own home office with a large window so you can always see it. And full of memorabilia. The room is full of documents, the actual documents that follow the car down the line. Letters from General Motors verifying that this is the last Grand National. And handmade signs that the workers made on cardboard with markers saying about the end or future home, Louisiana. All these personal notes. He has all of that, all on display in this one room. So, yeah, the car is certainly in good hands. Less than 20 miles on the odometer to this day. it is loved and cared for. And I believe, I spoke to him a few weeks ago, I think he has it on display now in his dealership.
Oh, that's
and
great.
There's some renovation going on in his home. So it is there on public display. If you're in Spring Hill, Louisiana, please stop by and see it.
That is fantastic. And certainly when you, again, look at this vehicle, and you have to stop and think about the era of Buick and the era of the performance vehicle from the American brands, as you call it here on your website here, kind of a subtitle for the film, it was a strange and curious misfit. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the elements that had to come together to make this car. More straight ahead as we talk all about Black Air, the Buick Grand National documentary. The website is www.gnmovie.com. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4377. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long. We're spending this hour talking all about a wonderful documentary, Black Air, it's called, the Buick Grand National documentary, with the gentleman who had the idea for it, who produced it and directed it, Andrew Filippone Jr. And Andrew, before the break there, I find it interesting that you've got kind of a subtitle for the movie, and I think it's a very appropriate one. It was a strange and curious misfit, because back in those days of the 1980s, and even, you know, I know Buick has done a great job in recent times of reinventing itself and introducing some more performance-oriented and youthful-oriented vehicles. But Buick, back in those days, was not really seen as the place to go to buy a sporting car.
Absolutely. I think that one of the four words that the Buick marketing group used to describe the brand was mature, and it certainly was that back in the 80s. You know, that was called the doctor's car. Because they were so safe and secure, not exciting, certainly. And there were other performance names out there. Maybe the performance didn't match the name, but Corvette certainly still existed. Camaro, Mustang, Trans Am, those are the sports cars. And so if you were looking for something, you would naturally go there. I mean, who would have guessed a Buick Regal? The middle-of-the-line Buick car, two doors, big tall roof, big trunk, back seat, six-cylinder engine. How could that be the one that could run with the Ferraris of its day? But you had a group of really talented and dedicated engineers, really talented and dedicated designers who loved cars, truly loved cars, who, when given the challenge from Lloyd Royce that we've got to lower Buick's demographic, we have to do this to survive, well, they took that challenge on, and they worked with limited means. You know, it had to be a Regal. They couldn't redesign it. They had to work with off-the-shelf parts when it came to that engine, and luckily there was this turbo project that had been sort of bouncing around the engineering department since the 1970s. They had been experimenting with it and developing it. And so they used what they had, and they were able to create this car that, again, could run with the most elite performance cars of the world in straight lines up to a quarter mile. It was just head scratching that this is the one. This could have happened like this. This is the car that could do that. So I find that fascinating to have been born so low in terms of prestige, but then to perform in this way at the highest possible levels, for me is a fascinating conflict, and that's why I wanted to focus on that for this film.
Let's talk about the ultimate Buick Grand National. They were made in very limited numbers, the GNX, and Marty Shore, of course, a great friend of both of ours, you know, could tell GNX stories better than anybody out there. Tell our listeners a little bit about this limited production GNX model.
Absolutely. Buick knew the Grand National was coming to an end, and the reason why it was coming to an end was that they were going to be going front-wheel drive in 1988, and that's why the G-body platform was was going to end. So the Buick engineers wanted to send the car off with a bang. They loved this Grand National, and they wanted to do something special to say goodbye. And again, dedicated car people in that company working the system the way they had to get it done. They got approval to do an extremely limited number of ultimate Grand Nationals. They could modify this Grand National and fix some of the shortcomings like handling, like the chassis, bigger turbo to make it even faster, to make the ultimate Grand National, and they called it the GNX. They made 547 cars, each one of them individually numbered. They partnered with ASC to do these modifications and with McLaren to do the engine modifications. And these were instant collectibles. By the time the GNX was announced and was out, the public had found out about this car. Car and Driver Magazine's famous April 1986 road test had been published with the incredible 4.90 to 60 times in print. So when they announced that here's the ultimate Grand National, they called it the Grand National to end all Grand Nationals. The public knew those cars were instant collector items and were very difficult to get even then in 1987. Everyone, of course, sold out as fast as they could make them. Number one still sits with General Motors in their private collection. And number 500 sits at the Sloan Museum in Flint, Michigan, right on the floor. You can go see it. It's right there. And every once in a while, if you're lucky, at one of the Buick shows, a real GNX or two will be there. And they are always, they always draw a crowd. They look like the Grand National. There's a few cosmetic differences, some fender flares, different wheels, even less chrome, if you can imagine that, because the Grand National has barely any to begin with, but they even took what little was there off. It is completely black now. So even more sinister looking, and an incredible performance car.
It certainly is. Our telephone number, if you have a question, we have a few more minutes left here with Andrew, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Are you planning any more public screenings of the film, or have you moved on and you're now working on another project? What's next for Andrew?
Well, I am working on another project, one non-car related, which is very, I just began shooting it. I am very close to announcing a sequel to Black Air. Because
great.
I think there's a lot that I couldn't put into the film because my focus was so narrow on where did this car fit in the world. I'm just working out some of the logistic and workflow issues that I'll need to know that I can handle to do the sequel. So that's very close to being able to announce that. But a public screening is coming up in June at the Carlisle All GM Nationals in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. I will be screening Black Air there. And also doing two seminars. I will be, and I'm working with the organizers now to fill those two seminars with some really unique content that I think people will enjoy. So, and that is going to be screened either in a local theater on the big screen or actually right on the show ground. So, sort of working at the logistics now. So, June 20th, the weekend of June 20th in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, Black Air.
Excellent. And I definitely had to talk to you about my project, too, that we need to talk about off air sometime. But again, just talking to you, your passion and, you know, your dedication to your art of being a filmmaker really shines through. And I know just by producing this film, as you could hear Frank in New Mexico called in. I mean, it's just remarkable the number of folks that this film has touched. And you've got some great quotes up on the official website from some of my journalist friends. I particularly like Scott Oldham from Edmonds' comment. You know, he bought it, he loved it, so should you. And I would concur completely with Scott on that. This is just a great film. And everybody, even if you're not an owner of a Grand National, this is a great American story. And it's done so well by Andrew. Andrew, let's talk a little bit more about what was the most difficult part of putting this project together. What was the single biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge was realizing that I couldn't put everything in, you know, that there's so much to this car. There's the history, that's a film in itself. There's the engineering miracles inside the car. That's a film in itself. There's the current community of owners and racers. That's a whole film in itself. So I knew that I put 5% of the Grand National story into this film, and I knew that 95% I couldn't talk about because it just wasn't room. That really is difficult and really was difficult. And that's what's really driving me to do a sequel, to be able to continue on, because I know there's so much out there. This car has had such an amazing post-1987 life, the way it's been nurtured by its community. The devotion, the passion that people have to this car, this underdog, you know, the one that did the most with the least. You know, that for me as a filmmaker was hard, knowing that, yeah, most of what I came across was never going to see the screen.
Well, very well said, Andrew. Once again, why don't we make sure and give out all the proper information for those folks around North America who would like to get a hold of this great documentary. Why don't you remind us of the official web destination and anything else that you'd like to throw out there?
Absolutely. DVDs and posters available at gnmovie.com, and please join us on Facebook, facebook.com/gnmovie. 5,300 people following the page, and there's always lively discussions, people sharing pictures and stories, so please join us on Facebook as well.
We'll do it again soon, Andrew. Thank you. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
On the road again. I'm on the road.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.